The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says that the suffering of a prisoner during his execution in Oklahoma in the US this week may amount to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, according to international human rights law. Clayton Lockett had been sentenced to death for shooting a 19-year-old woman and watching as two accomplices buried her alive. On Tuesday, lethal drugs were injected into a vein in his groin, but it's believed that the vein had collapsed. Lockett died of a heart attack 10 minutes after his execution was stopped, having been writhing and mumbling. Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, says that the US should impose an immediate moratorium on the use of the death penalty.
The prolonged death of Clayton Lockett is the second case of apparent extreme suffering caused by malfunctioning lethal injections reported this year alone in the United States. The other case was that of Dennis McGuire, who was executed by the state of Ohio on the 16th of January with an allegedly untested combination of drugs.
The UN opposes the use of the death penalty in all circumstances.
32 out of 50 states in the US still have the death penalty in their laws, in addition to the US government and the US military. So it's federal level and also at state level in 32 states. 18 states, on the other hand, have abolished the death penalty, most recently Maryland in 2013 and Connecticut in 2012. The UN Human Rights Committee and the Committee Against Torture have both previously called on the United States to review its execution methods in order to prevent severe pain and suffering. Most recently, in March of this year, the Human Rights Committee recommended the United States ensure that lethal drugs used for executions originate from legal, regulated sources and are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallin has called for an independent review of the state's execution protocols. Nikki Chadwick, UN Radio, Geneva.